Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. I am going to introduce myself. I am Abu Tam, the American fundamentalist. I put the fun in fundamentalism. Today is 9:20. Time is 10:41, and I. Oh, and that's another bill collector. Did you ever have a bill collector be so obstinate you want to kill him? You can't stand him? You know what I'd say to those guys? I say, you know, you're very rude and obnoxious, and I'm going to tell you how I pay my bills. I put all the bills in a hat, and I throw the hat up in the air, and the first 10 bills that hit the ground get paid. And because you're so rude and obnoxious, your name's not even going in the hat. But that's just a little light fare. And we're going to talk about the president's speech at the UN. And I never heard a communist more dedicated to destroying the United States than the, what do they call him, POTUS? President of the United States? That's the code word for him, POTUS, P-O-T-U-S. Yeah, I know he does a lot of pot. POTUS does a lot of pot. I hear he does roofies. You know what roofies are? They blow the smoke in the air and he jumps up and inhales it. Yeah, it's wonderful. I happen to know of a mayor whose wife does weed in the back of limousines. Yeah, but we're not going to talk about New York today. Anyway, so the POTUS is the code word, President of the United States. I'm going to give him a new code word, W. POTUS, Worst President of the United States. H. POTUS, Hateful President of the United States. U.A. POTUS, Un-American President of the United States. L. POTUS, Lying POTUS. He's at the U.N. He's taking credit for negotiating with the Iranians. The Iranians who murdered 223 Marines, one of whom was a guy named Chapura, who survived the Beirut barracks bombing. But the Muslims got him on 9-1-1. Yes, Muslims. Bad Muslims. Not the good ones. I noticed one guy. But the Muslims got him on 9-1-1. America's afraid to say Muslims by itself. They all have to say radical Muslims. I got news for you. You can read the Quran from back to front. The word radical is not in it. Only the word shahadi is in it. Shahadi is a saint, one who blows himself up and goes to paradise to get 72 virgins, 80 with a coupon. Yes. You don't buy that communist crap. What other positions do we have? L. POTUS, I said, lying president of the United States. POS POTUS doesn't need any explanation. LFB POTUS, lead from behind president of the United States. AA POTUS, anti-American. CO POTUS, community organizer, fancy name for communist. And he's standing at the UN and he's telling the Russians communism is dead. Yeah. What, because they took down the hammer and sickle and they put up three colors, that makes communism dead? Yeah. Who's the head of Russia? The head of the KGB. Okay. I couldn't stand to see that man at the UN. And I don't even call him a man. I gotta tell you, if his legacy is gonna be the first black president of the United States, it's a sad legacy. If I was African American or whatever we're calling ourselves this week, I tell you, I would never show his picture around in a crowd. It's unbelievable. The guy did more to hurt this country, and he got 2 terms. And he couldn't have gotten elected if it wasn't for white folk. And they thought they were settling the score for slavery. And you picked the wrong guy to settle the score with because he's settling the score for communism. He's a disgrace. And if you notice, we got this Capon, what's his name, Capon Neck, who took a knee for the Communist Party, protesting police brutality. You wouldn't want to be a cop, a Capon Neck. Of any color, you wouldn't want to be a cop. And you know you wouldn't want to be. Not when you can make $11 million for throwing a pigskin.
Throwing a pigskin.
Yeah, rather than wearing pigskin socks. Yeah, what a shame. What a disgrace. But nobody's praising the blacks to put their hand over the heart that stood up the football players on the same team or on the Dolphin team. Nobody is praising those guys. You know what they do to those guys? They label them Uncle Toms. Well, I got news for you. Nobody knows. Nobody ever read Harriet Beecher Stowe because Uncle Tom was Christ-like. Uncle Tom took a lash for a woman who would not survive a whipping. And she hadn't picked enough cotton, and she was to be whipped to death. And Uncle Tom took her bag of cotton and gave her his. And he took the lash. And I guarantee you, there's not one Uncle Tom out there that's been labeled. Yeah. The labeler of Uncle Tom's could not take one lash. It is really sad that communism has gotten hold of certain groups of people and used them to destroy the country. And you're in play. And now we got communism interfering with football games. People go to watch an American football game to see American boys who made the grade do fantastic accomplishments on the football field. And now the Communist Party has gotten in, and they're even undermining football. And baseball's not that far behind. And that's sad, because that tells you the state of the condition of the country. When you got Al-Qaeda and ISIS and knocking off people in Chelsea and bombing in New York City over and over in a 15-year war of American attrition, you know we're in trouble. And thank God Trump is around the corner. And you're going to see a big difference when Trump is elected president. First thing you're going to see is new media. The first thing you're going to see, NBC. When you turn on to turn to NBC on its screen, all you're going to see is a spider web. CNN, all you're going to see is a spider web. There's going to be no action on those channels. Fox News will probably get a lot of the action. And if Fox wakes up, they'll get all of the action. But I turned on Fox today and they got a conservative, which I no longer espouse to be. I am not a conservative. Not seeing what conservative stands for today. Conservative, according to Jimmy from Brooklyn, used to be anti-communist. They're all walking around saying communism is dead. Yeah, well, tell that to the professors that are laundering the brains of the ignorant in school. Who have no homework, only listen to lectures and go to Wall Street demonstrations and poop on cop cars for credit, for class credit. Forget about it. We're in trouble. We are ripe for a takeover. If we were a corporation, we'd be taken over already. Okay, we'll take a break for a tune. We're going to go patriotic. I'll find something real good. We dedicate this next tune to the 23 GIs who are going to take their lives today. Don't do it. Put it off. Put it off. Get to a church. Sit in a pew. Wait for God's message. He made you. He loves you. And He will help you. Take a break. You already gave your life. It is time to live. It is time to renew. Go, Jesus.
And the land and sea and stars of the night.
I was watching Fox yesterday, and they had on Governor Polente from Minnesota, and he was singing Kumbaya, and it prompted the question in my mind, what are Somalis doing in Minnesota? Govern not a Polente, brought in plenty. Somalis are a tribal people who worship the God of the Muslims. And make no mistake about it, you ask any Muslim if the God that you worship is the same as the God they worship. And if they're truthful, they will tell you no. And they will tell you that Allah never had a son. That'll be their response. So don't think we're all worshiping the same God. Some dopey Christian made that up. Yeah. Some liberal Christian. They need to be in an area that is hot and sunny. They need to be in a country like Somalia. Why are they in Minnesota? Why is the Chinese government building a city in Idaho? WTF is going on in this country? Has the UN taken over? Will American girls be sold for cigarettes? If you want to see Muslim atrocities against Christians or anybody that's not Muslim, you only have to spend one click at Walid Shoebot's website any day of the week. He has the fresh kills of the day up there. It will blow you away. You'll never go back to that website. You would not believe what's going on that the New York Times covers up, that the Daily News covers up, that the Boston Globe covers up. More time is spent in the United States covering up government crimes than getting to the bottom of who's killing us. Yep. So, will American girls be sold for cigarettes? If you can stab them for Allah, you can sell them for Allah. Never forget, most Muslims are tribal people. They do not melt. They are better off in their homeland. Help them return instead of watching Libyans and Syrians drown off the coast of Greece and Italy. Why not secure their city and help them rebuild their homeland? Never forget, it is hard to sing Kumbaya when your vocal cords are cut. We don't have a draft today, but that doesn't mean you can't be pulled off the street and sent to the front line to learn war the hard way. Like the quote from Puck, we have met the enemy and the enemy is us. Why a bomb in Chelsea? Chelsea has a big gay community, but the press covered that up. They gave us, oh, well, the UN's 20 blocks away. Yeah, but the gays are where the bomb went off. The media ignores the truth and spins BS. And now, the community of Chelsea is voting for El Trumpo. Bartender, a champagne, I have a coupon.
I was 18 years old when I went down to Dublin with a fistful of money and a cartload of dreams. Take your time, said me father, stop a Russian like hell. Remember, all is not what it seems to be. For the fellas would put you for the coat on your back, for the watch that you got from your mother. So take care, me young bucko, and mind yourself well. Will you give this sweet note to me, brother? At the time Uncle Benji was a fleet man in Brooklyn, me father, the youngest, looked down to the farm. When a phone call from America said send the lad over, the old fella said sure it wouldn't do any harm. For I spent my life working in this dirty old ground, where a few pints of porter and the smell of a found. Try maybe the suffering, you'll learn IOC, and you can bring it back home. Make it easier. So I landed at Kennedy, and a big yellow taxi carried me and me back through the streets and the way. Well, me poor heart was thumping around with excitement. I hardly even heard what the driver was saying. We came in the short pathway to the flatlands in Brooklyn, to my uncle's apartment on East 53rd. I was feeling so happy, I was humming a song, and I sang, "You're as free as a bird." Well, to shorten the story, what I found out that day was the Benji was shut down in an uptown parade. And while I was flying my way to New York, poor Benji was lying in a cold city mall. Well, I phoned up the old fella, told him the news. I could tell he could hardly stand up in his shoes. As he told me, go ahead with the plan, but not to forget the proud Irishman. So I went up to Nellie's beside Forum Road, and I started to learn about lifting a load. But the heaviest thing that I carried that year was the bittersweet heart of my hometown so dear. I went home that December, cause the owl full of died. Had to borrow the money, bumped it on the side. And all the bright flowers the morale couldn't hide, the poor wasted face of the father. I sold up the old barnyard for what it was worth. Into my bag took a handful of birds. Then I boarded a train, and I caught me a plane, and I found myself back in the U.S. again. It's been 22 years since I settled in Dublin. The kids know to use the correct knife and fork, but I'll never forget the green grass and the river as I keep law and order on the streets of New York.
My next topic is thank you, Kaepernick, for inspiring patriotism. I went to church today, and the church usually sings three hymns. So thanks to Kaepernick, we did five. God Bless America, America the Beautiful, the Battle Hymn of the Republic, the Star-Spangled Banner, and Eternal Father Strong to Save. So, what is the gospel for today? Keep up the good work, Kaepernick. And isn't it great to be an American? And here is some more good news. You don't have to be a minority if you're an American. Americans are the majority. And rest assured, when we lose our country, you will not be executed as an Afro-American or a Latino. The last words that you will hear, oh, yes, that's them. Those are the Americans. So San Francisco 49ers, who squat during our national anthem, remember this. The reason we stand is one day we will either stand and fight together or we will all die separately. And those who divide us intend to destroy us. And those who take your guns away intend to kill you. Repeat this one fact over and over. You are not a minority if you're an American. A pluribus unum, baby. We are a finer cut above all others. We have national pride. And when the President of the United States stands before the UN and warns about the threat of nationalism, he wants to replace it with communism. And he is the worst president in American history. And he will go down as such. If my father-in-law was alive today and saw that presentation at the UN, he would be sick. My father would pee on the television. Unbelievable. So, remember, we are Americans and we are different. We have a constitution that guarantees life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that includes those waiting in wombs, living life. The good news is every 4 to 6 years we get to clean sweep the government. In November, you will get your rightful opportunity to deny all wrongdoers reinfection. Please vote as if your life depended on it, because it does. Chris Matthews, Matt Lauer, Anderson Cooper, Jonah Goldberg, and all the talking heads do not speak for ghetto people. They just stir them up. Today in a gospel church in Detroit, a white man running for president humbly said, "I came here today to be with you and learn." Yesterday he was in Mexico and politely honored the hospitality of the Mexican people and reached out to their president. And yesterday he was with the president of Egypt in New York, the enemy of Osama, Obama, Bin Laden. Yeah. So, this man is statesmanlike and he knows how to make allies. The man is Donald Trump, and he wants your vote, not to line his pockets or betray his country to foreign money nations. He only wants one thing, to make America greater than ever before. What do you have to lose? Only your homeland. And when we fall, no one takes us in. His business skills will put an end to stick-in-the-mud government. He will put all the Marine fighter jets repaired and back in the air. He will stop the number one killer of Americans and their cities. Drugs is chemical warfare. The heroin death count of 10,000 in 2014 was greater than the 4,700 Americans who died under Bush in Iraq, and the 2,000 Americans who died in Afghanistan under Obama bin Laden. The Afghan death count was covered up by the communist media. They were reclassified, and not as Americans, but as NATO troops to be identified later, and later never came. Like Hillary's 3 a.m. 911 phone call, later never came. And if you were on the battlefield and running out of ammo, who would you call? Trump? Or Hillary? If you were on a rooftop in Benghazi, who would you call? Trump or Hillary? Here is your one chance to serve your nation and keep it free. Stand like you do when the SSB is played and deliver freedom for the nation. Vote Trump and go American. Our creed is the strong must always protect the weak, especially the kids and moms and the unborn. Viva El Trumpo. And on YouTube, I have a clip called "Trump is Love," Abu Tam. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll play a little music. Here we go. It's 4:28 p.m. on 9/22. It's a Thursday. The sun is shining. Very nice day. It sure beats the winter. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party, the Spirit of America Party book, and the Spirit of America Party radio show. You can hear us on TuneInRadio.com and Blog Talk Radio. Three quick subjects. Time magazine just put Colin Kaepernick on the cover. I call him the Fakir of the Year. The definition of a Fakir is one who misleads people and performs black magic. Typical slime magazine. Have you ever seen the Japanese edition of the cover of Slime magazine on the anniversary of Pearl Harbor? Well, if you catch my show tonight, you'll see it because I'm putting it up. It shows an American flag in Japanese. This is the Japanese version in Japanese. December 7th, the anniversary of Pearl Harbor. And this is what Time magazine circulated in Japan. An American flag in the garbage can. On the cover. So you know where Time magazine heart lies. In the garbage. In the cesspool. Time magazine hates America. Colin Kaepernick could take a knee for Jesus like Blessed Tim Tebow. And I'm going to put that picture up tonight so you can see how low they are. And please don't send me any bullshit answers. They're not necessary. We know who they are. And now I'm going to just briefly touch on what took place in North Carolina, in Charlotte. I always felt that the blacks in the South were more polite and more proper than some of the riffraff we have up here. I'm not saying all, but when we have riffraff, we have some big riffraff. Last night, the demonstration started off peaceful and proper and led by good people. And they were all black. After they made their point, they went home. And no, they didn't. They went to a gospel church. Then it was taken over. By 9 o'clock, it was 50% black and 50% white. And they trashed the town and they looted the stores. All in the name of civil rights, which is a cover for looting. And at that point, I had lost all respect for the issue. Here's a lesson in history. You never saw a sign in a store window that said, "Help wanted, blacks need not apply." In New York, there were signs in store windows that said, "Irish need not apply." Did you hear us whining, bitch? Hell no. We are Americans. We refuse to be a minority. When you are an American, you are never a minority. Up the rebels. Proudly the note of the trumpet is sounding. Loudly the war cries arise on the gale. Get into the melting pot, boys. Not in the slop sink. I'll play your tune when I come back. I'll read you the rest of the story.
Loudly the note of the trumpet is sounding, loudly the war cries arise on the gale. Leadly the steed by Locke's will is bounding to join the six squadron on Simon's Bell. On every mountain near, strangers to plight or fear, rise to the standard of dauntless review. On up and gallows last, wrong from each mountain pass, onward for Erin O'Donnell. Princely O'Neill to our aid is advancing with many a chieftain and warrior clan. A thousand proud steeds in his vanguard prancing beat the borders brave from the banks of the Van. Many a hatchet well under its cords of mail, deeply the merciless foeman shall rue. When none his ear shall ring, born on the breeze's wing, if on out red war cry O'Donnell the bold. While the Lord Desmond the war wolf is howling, fearless the eagle sweeps over the dale. The fox in the street of the city are prowling, and all would scare them are banished as slain. On with O'Donnell then, fight the old fight again. Sons of Tyrconnell are valiant and true. Make the proud Saxon feel Erin's of vengeance steel. Right, fire country O'Donnell the Bold.
That'll jar in your grandmother's preserves. Welcome back. Welcome back. We now turn to Donald Trump, our only hope to get our country back. Now, the communists will tell you that we want to get our country back because we want to bring slavery back. Far from it. We want to bring freedom back. We may, over the years, the communists have denied us many freedoms. I'll give you one small example. On 9/11, when President Bush learned of the attacks on the Pentagon, on the attacks on the World Trade Center, which I call the Clinton Towers because they breastfed Bin Laden. And I hope that they never took money from Bin Laden Group. But anyway, President Bush, on hearing the horrible news that men and women were jumping out of windows to the streets below so that they could, their bodies could be identified rather than crushed and destroyed. It was very sad. The media covered up most of the jumps. They only showed about two or three. But there was more than two or three. I saw a video of a fireman in the lobby of one of the buildings, and you could hear the bodies hitting the ground outside. One, two, three. It is sad. Really sad what happened today, that day. Husbands kissed wives goodbye, and wives kissed husbands goodbye, wondering what they were going to make for dinner. And they never came home. And that night the pillow was empty, and the scent of the husband or the wife was slowly becoming a memory. Very sad. Just before the holidays, anytime you lose a loved one, it's sad. No matter what age they are, it's still sad. So, President Bush, upon hearing the news, called for a moment of silence. That was not the time to call for a moment of silence. That is a communist muzzle on religion and freedom of religion. Beware of he who calls for a moment of silence. He is a Muslim. What Bush should have said is, dear God in heaven, protect those families. Keep them from suffering. May they survive the pains and anguish of which they now feel, and the hopelessness of which they now feel. Just like our boys who are committing suicide, 23 a day, due to PTSD. Before you check out, take a day off. Put it off for one day. And talk to the man who made you. Talk to the man who loves you. Talk to the man who knows you. Do not turn your back on God. He does not want you to die. He wants you to live as we do. So you know what you can do with your moment of silence. You say, let's have a moment of silence. You're going to hear me say, Our Father who art in heaven. And now when I say the Pledge of Allegiance, I begin it within the name of the Father. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to talk about Donald Trump. El Trumpo, I call him. The communists come out, they said, he'll never get the Latino vote. He'll never get the black vote. And he's not going to get a lot of them, but he's going to get more than any other Republican got, I'll tell you. All the Latinos who work for him will vote for him. All the blacks who work for him will vote for him. Because they know which side of the bread the buddy goes on. Yeah. So what did they do to El Trump? The Democrats and the Rhinos teamed up to stop him. And now you have the President of the United States, George the Elder Bush, saying he's voting for Hillary. What does that tell you about the Republican Party? When El Trumpo was asked to sign a pledge that he would not start a third party, I laughed my Hillary off. I said, no problem. He can start a second party because 30% of the Republicans are Hamper Democrats and cavemen. As soon as we had a majority of Republicans in the outhouse and the Senate, they started voting Democrat. That's why they never got anything done. They were busy voting Democrat. I also resent being called a racist by white people who never grew up in a poor neighborhood. Poor neighborhoods became ghettos when the Democrats brought drugs in to control the slaves. Drug slavery is the greatest slavery. Until we beat drugs, we are all slaves. Rhino rats are the worst. They don't come out of the closet. They come out of the hamper. Rhino rats are cavemen, and they cave to all Democamo demands. Our star shines bright for all, and that is the hero of American gospel people and the Latino families. El Trumpo, when he first came on the scene, I said his theme song should be The Farmer in the Dell, because this cheese stands alone. When you have George Bush voting for Hillary Clinton, you know the rhinos are as deadly as the demo camos. DJ Trump has flushed out America's enemies within. He is our only chance to break the chains of deceit. Viva El Trumpo, viva Cristo Rey, vaya con te fiesta. Bartender, champagne, I have a coupon. Did you see this George Soros mercenary address the UN as President of the United States? Did you see the look on the Russian faces? Unbelievable. You would never know this guy comes from the United States. You would never know it. This president would have you believe that George Washington never crossed the Delaware. He crossed the Nile. And he sacked Jerusalem. Unbelievable. This guy, I can't believe it. 8 years we have suffered under this guy. 8 years we've been playing the race card. 8 years we've been playing divide and conquer. Enough already. Enough. I was speaking to my friend Jimmy from Brooklyn today. And Jimmy from Brooklyn is not too thrilled with the Catholic Church. He feels it's been totally infiltrated by communism. And he has no regard for the Pope. He feels the Pope is a communist. He could be a communist. He comes from a poor country. And poor people are always targets of communists, of the Communist Party. As a matter of fact, if communism could eliminate the Catholic Church, they would have all that cannon fodder to run revolutions all over the world. Yes. And we were talking about the poor people of Venezuela who don't have money for toilet paper. The only thing they can do, they have no toilet paper. There's a shortage. A shortage of toilet paper. Could you imagine a shortage of toilet paper in this country? The House and the Senate would be hoarding. It's unbelievable. They would have, what do they have now? They have the, what's that act they're only allowed to steal from Wall Street? What do they call it? Come on. Insider trading. They would have insider trading on Charmin. It's unbelievable, man. You know that, right? You know they can steal on tips, but the American people will go to jail, and so will even the president of Wells Fargo. I have a picture of a stagecoach being held up, and underneath I put the caption, "You're in good hands with Wells Fargo. Good hands up with Wells Fargo." And they got the nerve to call me with telemarketing. "Hi, would you like to bank at Wells Fargo? I seen what you did on the mortgages and how you played games with the mortgages to people that were hanging." Yeah. "No, thank you. The one good deal, if you're a veteran, is get a VA loan. But I got to give you a tip on that. Watch out. They'll tell you you can buy a house with no money down, but then you know what they do? They give you a house a low appraisal. And if you really like the house, you got to come up with money." So there's little tricks of the trade, and when you learn the last one, they'll be putting the nail in your coffin. You know, the first time you do anything, it's never perfect. Just look at Obama. Yeah, unbelievable. One thing about Bush, I don't agree with Trump on Bush going to Iraq, because Trump didn't have access to the intel at the time that really forced the decision to go to Iraq. But think about this. Colin Powell talked Bush Sr. out of stopping, wiping out the Republican Guard on the highway of death. I was there. I seen the handiwork of when you piss off America. Anyway, Colin Powell said it's a turkey shoot. But he let the turkeys go, and the turkeys came back later to shoot Americans, using women and children as hostages, as body shields. You don't know the Arab mind. Don't ever let any white American tell you he understands the Arab mind, because no one does. No one does. And just like that girl in the riot last night says, "You don't know what we go through." She's right. She's right. We don't know. And any white person who thinks that they understand what black people go through has no idea. They are as full of Shiite as a Christmas turkey. Yeah, I feel your pain. Nobody feels pain but the painful. Yeah. Yeah, unbelievable. I saw Hillary Clinton come out of a cellar restaurant in New York. She was running for the Senate, and she come up with two girls who were in her campaign. And as they got to the sidewalk, a panhandler came up to her and said, "Madam, could you help me out? I haven't eaten in 2 days." And she looked at him, and she laughed at him. She said to one of her aides, "Give him a vote for Hillary Brochure. Give him a vote for Hillary Brochure." That's what she said. You think you're going to get where charity and love prevail with this woman? Yeah, her purse is never found. Hang in there. Okay, so here's where we are. I didn't talk about it, I'm going to mention it. And Jimmy from Brooklyn, he said that he thinks the Pope's a communist. And he thinks that communism has infiltrated the Catholic Church. And he was skipping channels, and he came across a Catholic news channel, and he couldn't believe his eyes. It's called EWTNRC.com. EWTNRC.com. And they had a documentary which Jimmy loved. It was called The Wolf in Sheep's Clothing. And it mentioned an archbishop named Bernardine, a call to action, Vatican II. And he mentioned two names, a guy named Jim Wallace, who works for the Institute of, or was tied in with the Institute for Policy Studies, which is a communist front group in New York, I think, and Michael Lerner. And he talked about political correctness, and political correctness is actually mind control, Soviet mind control, or communist mind control. And George Bernard Shaw, according to Jimmy, has said that we have to have a soft communist takeover, and those who do not comply have to be exterminated. And that, I heard that Bill Ayer said that also. He said that 20% of the United States will not surrender, and they have to be liquidated. And he's an Obama advisor, so I'm sure Obama believes that too. Some people are worried. Marxist mind control, that's what Jimmy calls it, political correctness. It eliminates courts and police. Yeah, and he also mentioned Fabian socialism. I don't know what that is, but he says that the documentary says after Vatican II, communism made its greatest inroads into the Catholic Church. It is said, "I grew up in the golden age of Catholicism. It was beautiful." You know, what is that saying? You don't know what you miss until you never have it. And we were very fortunate. I got a free grammar school education. And I got a high school education that cost $12 a month, and I paid for it myself because I had a job that paid $12 a week. So, I stopped being a burden to my family. The food bill wasn't that big. And the room and board wasn't that big. But it was the golden age of Catholicism. Lots of priests, lots of nuns. I can remember at my grammar school, there was only nuns and Mrs. Canavan. And every nun would tell every student, "If you give Mrs. Canavan a hard time, we'll snap your little neck." Yeah. And I was raised right. When I was wrong, I got punished. You want to see my knuckles from the yardstick? Oh, you do that today, and the ACLU will be there. But, and when we did away with the draft, we destroyed the manhood of the country. Because I'll tell you, liberals went into the draft, and when they come out, they weren't as liberal as they are today. Yeah, and when they heard taps, they knew what it meant. And when they saw the flag being raised in the morning, and they heard the bugler, and they heard the Star Spangled Banner, they got a little flurry in their heart. But not today. Today we have fuzzy wuzzies who refuse to stand for the Star Spangled Banner. Yet, the blacks who do stand in football for the Star Spangled Banner and put their hand over it, give their heart to the American flag, they're labeled Uncle Toms. Let me tell you about Uncle Tom. Uncle Tom was Christ-like. Uncle Tom was a big, strong man, and he took a whipping for a woman who would have been whipped to death. She didn't fill her bag full of cotton, and the punishment was 40 lashes. And he took the lash for her. He gave her his full bag of cotton, and he presented what she had as his. And so, my black friends out there, when they call you an Uncle Tom, be proud, because you are Christ-like. Okay. Having said that, we're going to say a sayonara. We're going to say sayonara. It's either halftime, not in football, and I know people that are boycotting football and canceling Red Zone. So, I don't know if it'll be $11 million worth. I don't know if it'll be Colin Kaepernick's paycheck. But I don't know how you can look up the football and call it an American sport anymore. It's been communized. Yeah. Wait till you see. There'll be a parade one day when Marx will be carried around. Okay. So I'm saying sayonara, I'll leave with a tune.
Oh, beautiful, for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, I share his grace on thee. And crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and he crowned thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. To that last part.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. Thank you. That's fantastic.
We got some time left. I'm going to do some music. I'm going to dedicate this next one to the 12 apostles who were gunned down in Selma, Alabama, by somebody who hated Christ. But the press made it a racial issue. It was partly racial, but it was also he went into that church to kill the followers of Jesus Christ. He was an atheist and a piece of you-know-what. So I'm dedicating this to also to the people who showed up early at the march in Charlotte, North Carolina, to peacefully protest and had their protest hijacked by thugs.
I don't care how many contemporary songs they make, I love old school gospel.
I need a hand clapping, foot stomping.
I need a church.
Church, where I can praise his name. Hand clapping, foot stomping. Church, where I can praise his name. I've got to get to the altar to leave my burdens there. I need a church where I can praise his name. I need a hand clapping, foot stomping.
Come on, hands.
Church, where I can praise his name.
Oh.
Hand clapping, foot stomping.
A church.
Church, where I can praise his name. I've got to get to the altar.
Church, we all on one accord, but we dance and shout away from morning until day. Yeah,
I need a church where I can praise his name.
Oh, I need a church where the word of the Lord is. We all come together. Oh, how we gonna give? Sing, shout, praise all around. Yeah.
I need a church where I can praise.
Praise.
Yeah.
Oh. Come on. Yeah.
I need a church.
I need a church.
I need a church.
Lift up the name of Jesus.
I need a church.
See, we're in that church.
I need a church.
I want to come along.
I really do. I need a church.
States, we're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first. Watching the valley, who's in charge of it all? God bless the army and God bless our liberty. That gum the rest of it all.
Yeah, a minute position is back in a way. Freedom is stuck in reverse.
Let's get out of Iraq, get back on the track. Let's rebuild America first. Once more. Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it the most. You think I'm blowing smoke? Boys, it ain't no joke. I make 20 trips a year from coast to coast.
If I told you in the 1950s, one out of five popular songs had God in them, you wouldn't believe me. In the 50s, there was no drug problem.
Answer me, Lord above, just what sin have I been guilty of? Tell me how I came to lose my love. Please answer me, oh Lord. She was mine yesterday. I believe that love was here to stay. Won't you tell me where I've gone astray? Please answer me, oh Lord. If she's happier without me, don't tell her I care. But if she still thinks about me, please let her hear my prayer. Let her know I've been true. Send her back so we can start anew. In my sorrow, may I turn to you. Please answer me, oh Lord. I care. But if she still thinks about me, please let her hear my prayer. Let her know I've been true. Send her back so we can start anew. In my sorrow, may I turn to you. Answer me, oh Lord.
You like that? Okay. Here's what happens when you lose your country. You lament. Violins cry.
Avenging and bright falls the sword of Aaron. On him blow the brave song the Vushnavi betrayed. For every fond eye he hath wakened a tear in. A drop from his heart wounds shall weep o'er. The red hand that hung over Connor's dark dwelling, when Ulla's three champions lay sleeping in gore, by the billows of Warwick's soft and high swelling, have wafted these heroes to victory.
Once you lose it, it's hard to get it back.
Como um bom bocado pra te devorar. Brigadeiro pra te lambuzar. Põe a mão no bolo pra comemorar.
Pra te comemorar, pra te comemorar.
Danço miudinho pra te conquistar. O violeiro toca e se toca. De olho no chifre da morena. A que zoeira, que festa de arromba. Põe essa galera pra samba. É debaixo da saia.
Debaixo da saia.
time for a nice, fresh Midwest accent.
Back home again in Indiana, and it seems that I can see the gleaming candlelight still shining bright through the sycamores for me. The new mown hay sends all its fragrance through the fields I used to roam. When the moon is shining brightly on the Wabash, I dream about my Indiana home. Fields I used to roam. When the moon is shining brightly on the Wabash, I miss my Indiana home.
That sure beats. A Russian in a tank is singing, "I love to see the moonlight on the Wabash." We're gonna do. This is a tune about a guy who had his guns taken away and he lost the country. $20,000 rifles. Guy's name was Sir Roger Casement, and he was smuggling German rifles into Ireland, 20,000 of them. But he had been betrayed, and there was a trap set for him. And that's what happens when they take your guns away. It's very hard to get them back. So he was bringing in 20,000 German rifles. Do you know how many rifles we have in the United States? One for every American. And somebody wants to take those guns away and limit the number of bullets you can have. And that somebody is called the enemy, because those who want to take your guns away intend to kill you. somebody whine like that. When those violins are crying, somebody's dying.
Eyes that move. Here we go, boys and girls.
Heaven on earth, that's what you've made for me since the day we met. Heaven on earth, it's all been so thrilling. I never can forget. Heaven on earth, along with an angel, is living in dreams come true. Heaven on earth, I know that it happens. When I'm with you, paradise seems so far, like a star. It twinkled high above me. Heaven on earth, that's what you've made.
Our show, folks. Say a little prayer on the way out for our PTSD warriors and for the unborn that are being cut up and sold for body parts. Say a prayer for the next president, and may it be El Trumpo. And say a prayer that the American creed will always be the strong must protect the weak, and that justice reigns supreme. Have a nice night.